Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Do you ever go online and lose yourself in a website because it's so cool and you're like, oh my gosh, I had no idea that was here. I had no idea that was in my community or just down the street from my house. Well, that's how I felt when I stumbled upon jeremiahsplace.org. It is a website, but the physical structure, the people inside, the people who do such good stuff. Oh my gosh, I have to talk to you about it. Jordan Schoenberger. Hey, Jordan, I'm so jazzed to talk to you. Tell me about your role at Jeremiah's Place and why you guys are such an extraordinary facility.
Thanks, Wendy. So my name is Jordan. I am the program manager at Jeremiah's Place, so I oversee all the operations of the center. Jeremiah's Place is Western Pennsylvania's only crisis nursery. We provide emergency child care for kids 0 to 6 while their parents are experiencing some sort of crisis or emergency. So families might be experiencing medical or mental health emergencies. They might need assistance while they have gaps in their child care. Like this week, Pittsburgh Public is closed for spring break, and we have a lot of kids here because parents can't always take off work for when they need to, or maybe families just need respite. So,
Jordan, tell me, you know, it's one thing to say, oh, look at this website, or okay, these are the talking points, this is what we do. Mm-hmm. It's another thing to really humanize with the story that you've experienced, that you've witnessed. Tell me something.
Yeah, so we have a video on our website that kind of shows this family story, but we had a grandmother who came into care of her grandchildren after their daughter was in an accident. And so they had their grandchildren, and one of the grandchildren fell ill, and they had to come into Pittsburgh because Pittsburgh has such great medical facilities. But they were from out of town, and they needed somewhere for their other grandchild to go because their one grandchild was receiving treatment at Children's Hospital, but somewhere for their other kids to go was really important. And they got the social workers over there connected them with us, and their child was able to stay here for a couple days, including overnight because we are open 24 hours. And their granddaughter could stay here while they were with their grandson at the hospital.
It's amazing. It's amazing. Yep. We're talking to Jordan Schoenberger from Jeremiah's Place. And, you know, to say 24/7 free of charge, you know, we can just throw that around flippantly, but that matters.
Yeah, it's super important because we know that you can't plan for having an emergency. So we're sitting by just like a paramedic or a fire department is. So whenever families call, we had a family call last night with her two kids. She was taking one of her other kids to the emergency room, and she dropped her kids off around 9 p.m. last night. And if we didn't have staff here, we wouldn't have been able to take those kids, and I don't know what that family would have done without us.
Amen. And tell me about these people who are with you. These aren't just some random schlubs. You've got some serious training and some remarkable personnel with, you know, the degrees to back it up.
Definitely, yeah. So we have 24-hour child care staff. We are licensed as a child care facility, so all of our staff meet those credentials. We have two full-time social workers. One social worker is based in our office. One social worker is more community-based, going out to meet with families that might need our services. And then we have our also administrative support team that makes sure the lights are on and the phones are answered. So it's a well-oiled machine at this point, but we are chugging away every day.
I see 15206 is your zip. That's what, East Liberty?
Yes, so we are located in the Kingsley Association in East Liberty on the border of Larimer, right behind the big Target in Bakery Square.
Oh, wait, you're that big building, that beautiful building.
Yep.
We
have a rear entrance of the building, and they allow us to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. It is a locked facility because we know some situations are more nefarious than others, and we want to make sure that our kids are always safe. So there's a couple locked doors to get to us, intercoms. It is a locked down, safe building for our families to use.
You know, that was something that resonated with me. If you think about being a woman in a dangerous situation and you literally grab your child and go, What do I need to bring with me to Jeremiah's Place? And I know the answer because it's astonishing what you guys do.
Yeah, so at this point, we don't require families to bring anything. So we know that in an emergency, you don't know the timing of it, so you don't have a diaper bag packed, you don't have an overnight bag packed. We'll provide clothing and pajamas and a toothbrush and toothpaste, anything that the child might need while they're with us.
Amazing.
We'll even go to Target down the street and buy the type of formula that a child needs.
And you know, and that brings us to this point, Jordan, as we talk about Jeremiah's Place, is that you need help from people and you love donations. And I love the part on your website where you say, hey, you can pitch in and be a part of this. Tell people what they can do.
Yeah, so if you go to our website, www.jeremiahsplace.org/donate. There's a whole host of ways that you can support us. We have a Target registry and an Amazon wish list. You can order things off of there and ship them to us. There's also ways to help us monetarily as well. Right now we're in the most need of book bags. Every child who visits us receives a book bag filled with pajamas and blankets and toothbrush and toothpaste and books and all sorts of things. And we have all of the stuff to fill the book bags, but right now we're short on book bags. So
I love this.
If anybody wants to shoot us book bags, there's some on our Target registry, and you can just go on there, order them. You don't even have to leave your couch.
Jordan, I love it. I'm going to put a plea out to our KDKA listeners to help me here today, maybe get some book bags to you. In the interim, I do appreciate you carving out some time. I know it's busy for you there, but thank you, Jordan, from Jeremiah's Place. Have a great weekend, love.
No problem. Thanks, Wendy.
Take care. I think we can get him some book bags. I don't think that would be that difficult. 866-391-1020. Help me out. I think that's awesome. All right, AAA Traffic on the Fives, powered by Bowser Chevrolet, celebrating grand openings in two spots now. First Beaver Falls, now Monroeville. You get to choose. Scott Stiller, what's going on?
Wendy, big-time slowdowns this afternoon on the roadways. Fort Pitt Approach is backed up to Oakland. You're across the lower deck of the Fort Duquesne Bridge onto 65 in the North Shore Expressway. 28 slow from the Vets Bridge to the Highland Park Bridge on the outbound side. On the inbound side, you're slow from RIDC Park down towards Fox Chapel. We have a little bit of a work zone there. Outbound Parkway West, heavy before Banksville, out towards Carnegie. Then again from 79 to 2230. Inbound slow from 2230 to Settler's Cabin. Carnegie to the Fort Pitt Tunnels. Still working the accident over on the Sewickley Bridge and still has some slowdowns on 51 down near Century 3 after an earlier accident. Our next report at 3:55 from the Presbyterian Senior Care Network Traffic Center. I'm Scott Stiller on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
All right, Scotty, thank you. 79 degrees. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be the one who tells you when we hit 80 for the first time this year. It's going to happen. It's going to happen in like 15 minutes. It's sunny out. It's a beautiful day. And I'm looking at the Wendy's weather radar's pulled up, Brock. It's all fired up. It is empty. I can tell you that until, you know, tomorrow when the thunderstorms roll in and a high near 70. 3:46 at KDKA.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.